Dobré odpoledne, dámy a pánové, vítejte na tiskové konferenci konané u příležitosti setkání ministra zahraničních věcí České republiky Cyrila Svobody a Belgie pana Karla de Guchta. Nejprve stručné hodnocení ze strany účastníků schůzky.
Dámy a pánové, je to velká příležitost, že nás navštívil ministr zahraničních věcí Belgického království pan Karel de Gucht. Je tu také v roli předsedy OBSM, jak víte, právě tato organizace zasedá se svým ekonomickým fórem tady v České republice v Černínském paláci. Česká republika vítá příslib belgické strany od 1. června roku 2006 zjednodušit vydávání pracovních povolení v některých vybraných sektorech pracovního trhu. Jde o sektory, které jsou v moci jednotlivých regionů Belgického království a budou to práce v oblastech stavebnictví, architektury, zdravotnictví a služeb. Česká republika má samozřejmě velký zájem, aby tento proces pokračoval dál, aby liberalizace pracovního trhu pokračovala v celé Evropské unii. Mluvili jsme o reflexním období a debatě o Evropské ústavní smlouvě. Nepochybně naše setkání, které bude ministru zahraničí věcí v Rakousku příští víkend, bude pokračovat v debatě v průběhu reflexního období, ale určitě teď není čas na to, aby se přijímala nějaká zásadní rozhodnutí, neboť ten proces je komplikovaný a je třeba vzít do úvahy mnoho skutečností, takže myslím, že i v tomto ohledu bude mezi ministry zahraničí věcí shoda. Mluvili jsme taky o rozšíření. Česká republika určitě stále podporuje, aby Bulharsko a Rumunsko se staly členy Evropské unie k 1. lednu 2007. To znamená, že nepreferujeme uplatnění tzv. Velké odkladací klauzule, aby se odložil vstup těchto dvou zemí o jeden rok. Takže jsme se potom dotkli ještě otázky západního Balkánu a jeho stability. A konečně jsem informoval pana ministra o pozici České republiky k situaci na Kubě, že Česká republika bude zdůrazňovat otázku spolupráce s demokraty na Kubě a znamená to, že ta pozice, která dnes je z hlediska České republiky, má být revidována. Já teď nejsem do velkých detailů, ale informuji o tom všechny ministry zahraničních věcí o pozici České republiky v této otázce. Takže to je předposlední bod a úplně poslední bod. Dotkli jsme se řešení problému, který se týká Moldávie a Podněstří. Ta situace je velmi komplikovaná, aby došlo k dohodě řešení celého problému, je třeba otevřít znovu debatu všech účastněných stran a Belgie, jakožto předsednická země OBSE, v tomto hraje pozitivní a klíčovou roli. Nicméně všichni obracíme se shodli na tom, že situace je komplikovaná a není tak jednoduché dosáhnout teď řešení tohoto zamrzlého konfliktu. Takže dámy a pánové, to je zhruba shrnutí toho, co bylo předmětem naší debaty a ještě jednou jsem rád, že ministr zahraničí věcí Belgického království nás navštívil. Děkuji.
Thank you very much. Cyril, first of all, I would like to thank you for hosting us with the Economic Forum here in Prague. We are very pleased to come here in the city of Kafka. You know, we have in Belgium a Secretary of State who is responsible for administrative simplification. And he has called it the Kafka project. Let me very briefly go into the four items that you have been mentioning. First, about free movement of workers. We have taken a decision which in fact keeps the middle between those countries who have completely opened their labor market and those countries who keep it completely shut. As from the 1st of June 2006, which means in about 10 days, for what we call bottlenecks, qualifications, there will be an opening of the labor market, and a working permit will be delivered within 5 days. And for the rest, we have decided that more assurances should be given that there is no fraud, for example, with respect to registration of people who are coming to work in Belgium. Mm-hmm. And once that has been fulfilled, that we can open the labor market before the end of the 3 years period. So we are taking a middle position, which will result in at least a partial opening of our labor market, as this list of so-called bottleneck qualifications is a rather extended one. Second, on the constitutional treaty, we have agreed, Sylla and myself, that it is important to continue the ratification process and also continue discussing about the constitutional treaty, what we will do next Saturday and Sunday in Klosterneuburg, close to Vienna, where there will be a special Gymnich meeting of ministers of foreign affairs. Everybody knows that there are some difficulties in getting the constitutional treaty agreed and ratified by all member states. But I think everybody also agrees that we have to do something, and that it would be a mistake to just put it apart and do as it had never been accepted. So we want to continue the discussion. I think the reflection period should be extended, but the reflection period also should serve a goal, and one of the goals it should serve is that we continue also the ratification process in those member states who are prepared to do so. The specific item of Bulgaria and Romania, we are in favor of enlargement of the European Union. Let that be very clear. But we are also of the opinion that it is very important that whenever a member state or whenever a country becomes a member state, that they are fully prepared to do so, that they are really ready also to do so. And that's why we will look very attentively to the reports that have been produced now by the European Commission and that again will be produced in October, because it's up to them, it's up to Olli Rehn to tell us very clearly, are those countries ready or not. And we hope them to be ready, but we are also of the opinion that they should be ready. And then last, about the frozen conflict in Moldova-Transnistria, Wednesday, so the day after tomorrow, there will be a meeting of the 3+2, which means the mediators and the countries or the partners concerned. So Moldova and Transnistria, to see how we can proceed. I myself will go to the region the 31st of May till the 2nd of June and have talks with all parties concerned, so in order to make progress. Let me just mention two important elements. First is a customs regime put into place by Ukraine. I think it is important it is put into place, but there should also be more discussion with the Transnistrians so that they can easily, come into the regime. That should be eased. And on the other hand, I think it's also important that we come to a solution with respect to the military presence at the border between Transnistria and Moldova, and also the monitoring of the military stockpiles. I hope that we can make some progress in those two areas so that on the one hand there can be smooth commerce by the Transnistrian companies, but respecting the customs regime, and on the other hand we can put together the conditions allowing for the ratification of the CFE treaty. We will continue to work on this frozen conflict. It is obvious that the solution of it will not be easy, it has become clear to us that all these conflicts, that it it's not by accident that they are frozen, that a lot of ice is on them. Mm. So you have to be very careful also when you want to unfreeze them. Mm. But we will continue to put effort into it, and we hope that at least we can make some progress.
No, simple.
Thank you very much.
Dotazy? ČTK.
Petrová, ČTK, já se chci zeptat našeho pana ministra. Rozuměla jsem to dobře, že chcete měnit pozici ke Kubě? Nebo...
Ne, Česká republika v žádném případě ne, ale pozice, která dnes je na Evropské unii vůči Kubě, tak podle mého názoru zasluhuje revizi. No to prosím vás, to se buďte v klidu, to buďte v klidu. Česká pozice se samozřejmě nemění. To, jestli jsem to neřekl zřetelně, tak se vám tady omlouvám. To se nestane, to ne.
For the Belgian Press Agency, a question for the minister. Can you explain in English what is the point of view of the Czech Republic on the future of Europe? Do you plan to ratify the constitution any day soon?
Yes, in the Czech Republic, we are to decide the question on the constitution treaty after the elections. We will have the elections in June, the 2nd. And the new coalition will decide how we proceed with the process of the ratification and the constitution treaty. So the position of the current government is that the constitution treaty is not a dead issue. That there is a possibility of opening the debate on the current text, but we need to have a reflection period, and in my view, it will take some time. So it is not easy to finalize or to close the reflection period today. So we need some time for discussing all the relevant questions. Because you know, the ratification process, if it is a referendum, is not so easy, and people they are taking into consideration many problems. So the enlargement, the relation with Turkey, the free movement of persons, the free movement of services, etc., the globalization, the soft globalization, the hard globalization, everything is put in the one basket. So, and we are to deliver a clear message how we what type of Europe we have now and what type of Europe we want to have. So, and being successful in explaining the main points so we can reopen the debate on the constitution treaty.
Yes. So, ještě nějaké dotazy? Česká televize.
Můžete mluvit anglicky, je to...
I just like to ask you if you could specify somewhat more. Sorry, how you're opening the labor market in order to, you know, if you could explain how can it differ in the federation. I mean, you have different constitutive levels of the federation, so if it's like for the whole federation, if it can differ. By the area, or I don't know if I'm clear about that.
So,
I will try to explain you. So, we have made a differentiation between bottleneck occupations and the rest of the qualifications. Bottleneck means that there is a high demand on the labor market in Belgium and that you don't have sufficient people who can fill in the vacancies. And that's very roughly set. So this is a rather extensive list of qualifications, lists in double, because you have to make such a list in the Walloon part, and also in the Flemish part of Belgium. they are not completely the same, but to a large extent they are similar. For those occupations, somebody who wants to do so can come to Belgium and gets a working permit within 5 days. Then you have the rest of the occupations, and there we have said, look, before we are opening the labor market for the rest of the occupations and qualifications, we need assurances that there is enough control. That, for example, when somebody comes in, that he gets registered. That the employers are liable if afterwards it proves that something was wrong with Social Security or with minimum wages and so on and so on. So that's what we have decided. Once those conditions are fulfilled, the labor market can open for all occupations, even before the three-year intermediate period that is in the European directive. That's the system we have been deciding.
Pokud nejsou další dotazy, děkuji za pozornost a přeji hezký večer. Yeah.